Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we decode the future of revenue one AI-induced inflection point at a time. I'm your host, Tim Cortinovis. Yep, this is my AI-cloned voice. And today, I want to paint a radically honest picture of where autonomous systems are pushing us in sales because we just crossed another unmistakable milestone. If you've blinked, you may have missed it, but customer operations, it's not a function anymore. It's quietly becoming a self-governing, always-on system. No more waiting for the rep to notice the moment. The shift is seismic, from reps sweating over calendars and sequences to agents running execution loops, sensing signals, triggering next best actions, and moving deals forward, all at machine speed. The center of gravity is moving, and here's why that matters now. The competitive edge isn't in layering on more AI tools, it's in reimagining the operating model. As a leader, the question in your boardroom is morphing from which automation to which decisions can systems safely own, and how do we govern that at scale? Let's make this real. This week, Salesforce dropped Agentforce sales deeper into sellers' daily lives, right inside Slack. Now we're not talking about bots mindlessly updating fields. We're talking about agents participating in the true cadence of sales, detecting buyer intent, drafting outreach, requesting quick approvals, firing off actions. Pipeline hygiene becomes a living, breathing, agent-led process. Sellers, they shift from doing tasks to approving, editing, and focusing sharply on strategic exceptions. And the leverage? It lands with teams who've nailed their definitions. Clear stage criteria, precise routing, codified behaviors, RevOps leaders who architect those decision rules. They just moved up the power rankings, but the risk is real. If your organization runs on tribal knowledge, processes only a veteran AE can explain, or a pipeline defined by gut feel, agents will either stall or create chaos. And that old school mindset, equating productivity with mountains of activity, be warned. Agents can flood your systems with data unless you impose outcome-based constraints. Now, zoom out. Vertusa's new research tells us the agentic divide in revenue is about customer data rights, who can see what and with what context. The winners, companies that treat customer data as a governed product with real ownership, definitions, service levels. Why does that matter for autonomy? Because agents can only act intelligently, can only spot, decide, and move if they're permissioned into the full spectrum of customer truth, product usage, commercial terms, historical interactions. Autonomy without clear cross-functional data rights just melts back into brittle, rule-based automation. Which brings us to SAP. Revenue isn't just about the CRM anymore when ERP layers go agent ready. Those agents can execute tough commercial decisions, pricing, invoice terms, renewals, provisioning, the works. That means latency between sales, finance, and success collapses. The days of deal desks bottlenecked by manual reviews. Now agents pre-screen inside policy bounds, flag only exceptions, and log every decision. But, and it's a big but, if your commercial policy still lives in email threads and what we did last time, you can't delegate that to agents, and your cycle time lags. Snap back to the top of funnel. OpenAI's new ChatGPT Ads Manager is shifting how buyers discover and decide. Traditional search losing relevance. First interaction is now often agent-mediated, where your product gets intelligently recommended. Suddenly, your marketing has to focus on clarity and interpretability, structuring facts for machines to surface, not just humans to feel. Brands with fuzzy messaging get penalized fast. Buyers aren't just finding you, they're being matched, filtered, and guided by agents who care only about relevance and proof. If your stories and proof points aren't verifiable, you get left behind. And then Anthropic just leveled the playing field for SMBs. With Claude's packaged connector workflows, agentic execution is now a commodity, not an enterprise privilege. Small businesses get the same operational discipline at speed and scale without a headcount hike. Warning to mid-market: if you're not investing in either robust custom autonomy or adapting fast to packaged agentic stacks, you're exposed from below and from above. So, what does all this mean for revenue design? The org chart, you know, SDR, AE, CS, all split by task lane. It's being redrawn around decision ownership, not just execution. Agents take the tasks. Humans must step up to set constraints. Who can approve pricing? Who defines the qualification threshold? Who audits the bots? SDR and AE work moves to exception handling, solving edge cases, new ICPs, and high-risk scenarios. RevOps transforms into the architects of feedback loops and control systems, not mere tool deployers. Forecasting evolves too. You no longer ask, did the rep do the activities? You ask, did our system execute the right interventions on time within our policies? Confidence comes from signal quality and model governance, not oral politics in pipeline meetings. Governance, by the way, must be real-time, not quarterly, not after the quarter breaks. Agent behavior needs continuous audit, permissioning, and escalation logic. Here's what to watch for. If your so-called AI wins mean only more activity without cycle time compression or real win rate lift, you're missing the forest for the trees. If your agents can't reach the real customer truth because of silos, politics, or security blocks, autonomy stays surface level. Exception cleanup goes up. It means your process architecture is leaking. Forecast debates centered on narrative spin. Your autonomy layer isn't trusted and isn't governable. So, if I were a CRO, here's what I'd do this week: run a 30-day agent-owned renewal experiment. Pick a segment, maybe mid-market renewals. Let agents monitor signals, draft outreach, schedule touches, and generate risk scoring. Impose guardrails: no pricing changes without approval. Every action must log a reason code. Every account gets a weekly decision trace. Measure everything: cycle time, save rate, expansion attach, forecast variance. Compare head-to-head with your manual process. The point isn't to prove AI, it's to test: can you run a governed autonomous loop that keeps trust, margin, and accountability safe? Here's the uncomfortable truth as we close. Our GTM systems were designed for human attention: scarce, slow, error-prone, not for AI that watches everything always. As agents grow in influence, your constraint shifts to organizational clarity, policy, definitions, permissions, and real-time accountability. You don't win by having more agents. You win by building a revenue operating system where safe, fast, and measurable action is the default, not the exception. Leadership is becoming less about motivation, more about system design. That's it for this week's Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. If today's insights sparked questions or new strategies in your mind, share this episode with your team, subscribe, and keep designing the future, one decision at a time. Until next time, this is Tim Cortinovis signing off.